Today we're building a dub siren in Ableton Live 12, tuned for pirate radio energy, jungle flavor, and old-school DNB attitude. This is not about making some random flashy sound. We want a siren that works like a proper track element, something you can phrase, automate, throw into an intro, or use to hype a transition without stepping on the sub. If you've ever heard those classic ravey jungle intros, those warning call style hooks, that slightly rebellious broadcast vibe, this is that energy. We're going to make it from scratch, keep it simple, and make it usable in a real arrangement. First, set your project around 170 to 174 BPM. For most jungle and older DNB vibes, 172 is a sweet spot. Now create a new MIDI track and load a simple synth. Operator is perfect for beginners because it's clean, quick, and easy to control. Waveedable also works if you want a little more shape control, but let's keep this beginner-friendly. Start with one oscillator only. Keep the source simple. A saw wave or square-like wave is ideal because it already has that bright, piercing character that cuts through drums. We're thinking signal before lead. This should feel like a broadcast cue, not a big melody line. Set the amp envelope fast. Attack basically at zero, short decay, sustain fairly high, and a release that's short to medium. You want the note to speak quickly and stay stable enough to be played like an instrument. If it's too soft or too slow, it loses that siren urgency. Now for the most important part. Pitch movement. A dub siren lives and dies by that wail. The easiest beginner move is to write a simple two-note motif, say on one root note, then jump up to the fifth or a few semitones higher at the end of the phrase. That small motion already gives you the classic jungle call shape. If your synth supports glide or portamento, use a little of that so the notes slide into each other. Keep it subtle. You're aiming for a smooth rise, not a huge dramatic sci-fi sweep. In most cases, a pitch movement of 2 to 7 semitones is enough. Short phrases hit harder here. A 1-bar or 2-bar siren pattern usually feels more authentic than a long wandering line. Once the raw tone and pitch movement are in place, add an auto filter after the synth. This is where the sound starts to feel like it belongs in the track. For a darker build, try a low-pass filter. For a more broadcast-style pirate radio tone, bandpass can be really effective because it narrows the sound and gives it that transmission quality. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the middle, and then automate it over time. You can slowly open it over 4 or 8 bars so the siren feels like it's building tension toward a drop. A little resonance helps it speak more sharply, but don't overdo it. Too much resonance can get painful fast, especially in the mid-range where your snare and Reese harmonics are also living. Next, add some grit. A saturator is a great stock device for this. Drive it just enough to give the siren some attitude, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and keep soft clip on if needed. That adds a bit of roughness and makes the sound feel more like it came off a packed sound system or a gritty tape recording. If the top end gets harsh, clean it up with a Q8 after the saturation. Usually a small cut in the painful upper mid area and a gentle high shelf reduction is enough. The goal is not fuzzy destruction. The goal is a controlled, rude, old-school siren that still sits nicely in the mix. Now let's add motion. You can use autopan almost like a tremolo effect. Set the phase to zero so it modulates volume rather than panning, and try a rate like 1/8 or 1/4 depending on how fast you want the wobble. Keep the amount fairly subtle. This helps the siren feel alive without turning it into a wobble bass. If that movement starts getting distracting, back it off. In DNB, sometimes the phrase itself does enough. You do not need a giant animated patch for this to work. A simple motif with strong rhythm often feels more powerful than a complicated sound that keeps changing too much. Now for the dub space. Add echo after the main sound. This is one of the best devices for this kind of vibe. Try a delay time like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Depending on how dubby you want it. Keep feedback moderate, and make sure the low end of the repeats is cut so the echoes don't muddy the bass line. A classic move is to automate the echo only on the last note of a phrase. That gives you a throw at the end of a bar or phrase, which feels very intentional and very sound system friendly. You can do the same with reverb, but keep reverb tighter and lighter than you think. Too much reverb can wash the siren out and clutter the drop. Use it sparingly, or send it to a return track and automate it only when needed. Now let's make it actually work in a DNB arrangement. The dub siren should answer the groove, not fight it. Put it in spaces where the breakbeat breathes. After a snare crack, between kick hits, at the end of an 8-bar intro, or as a call before the drop. Think of it as a phrase tool. For example, you could run drums and bass for 2 bars, then bring the siren in for a short offbeat call. Then let it rise into the next section. That call and response relationship is a huge part of why this sound works in jungle and old school DNB. The listener hears a cue, the drums answer, and the whole arrangement feels alive. Keep the siren out of the sub range. That's really important. The sub should stay clean and mono, while the siren lives up in the upper mids. If you start crowding the low end, the whole track gets muddy and the effect loses impact. The siren is supposed to be a flare, not another bass layer. Now automate it like a performance. Open and close the filter over 8 or 16 bars. Increase the echo feedback in the last couple of bars before the drop. Then cut the reverb or mute the siren right before the drop lands. That little moment of silence or reduction makes the return hit way harder. Contrast is everything here. If you want an even more old-school workflow, resample the siren to audio once it sounds good. This is a huge DNB move, because it lets you chop, reverse, and edit the sound like a sampled record rather than a live synth. You can grab one-hit accents, reverse a tail into the downbeat, or slice the phrase into stabs that answer the break. That gives you a more authentic jungle feel, like tape splices and sampler edits, but inside Ableton. A couple of important warnings while you're building it. Don't make it too wide too soon. Mono first, width later. Keep checking in mono so the siren stays solid. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't let it play non-stop like a pad. And don't over-distort it until it becomes harsh and tiring. The best sirens are usually focused, slightly rude, and very controlled. If you want to take this further, try making three versions of the same siren. One clean version with light effects, one rough version with more saturation and darker filtering, and one dub throw version with extra echo and more dramatic automation. Then place each one in a different section of a loop and see which one cuts best over the drums. That's a great way to learn how the sound behaves in context. So the big idea is this. Build from a simple waveform, shape it with pitch movement, filter it for space and tension, add a little grit, give it some echo, and place it like a rhythmic phrase in the arrangement. That's how you turn a basic siren into a proper pirate radio style DNB element. Keep it sharp, keep it selective, keep it moving with the track. And when that siren hits at the right moment, it's pure jungle energy.